Chazal tell us that if there's a period when there's no rain, so we're supposed to fast. And the word for fast in Hebrew is ta'anit. The word tsom comes from the word somet. You guys know what somet means, an intersection. Somet is really a fusion of two roads. It's an intersection. And the word tsom means to fuse, to come together. The word tsom really means a time when Am Yisrael unites. And on a fast day, it's a time when we're supposed to unite. We're supposed to forgive one another, and we're supposed to pray together. And Chazal tell us that our unification on a day of tsom and our prayers together can affect that we will have rain. And if it is a time of need, either because of enemies or because of a drought or for whatever cause, if we need God's help and we get together and pray, we're in fulfillment of the biblical obligation to pray. Torah says, when you're in a time when you need me, turn to me and pray. So everyone agrees there's a biblical obligation to pray at such instances. The story is quoted in the Jerusalem Talmud about a year where there wasn't rain. And they saw that the days and weeks were passing and it hadn't rained. And here in Israel, it only rains now in these winter months. It doesn't rain all summer long. So if you get the rain during the winter months, you're good. And if not, you have a problem because the crops have nothing to grow on. After Pesach, it doesn't rain. It's rare that it'll rain after Nisan. And if it does, it usually ruins the crops. So the rabbis are responsible for declaring a day of fast, a day of unification, and that everyone should pray and do tshuva and ask Hashem to give us rain. And then the rabbis had a dream. And they were told that in their city, there's a pauper who has a simple job. He's like, I guess today's equivalent would be a mover. He used to have a donkey where he'd carry people's loads for them. And they were told in the dream that if this person would pray, then it would rain. Because he is righteous and in his merit, you'll all have salvation. So in the morning, the rabbi sent word and they asked this fellow to come. And when they interviewed him, they found him to be just like all the other cattle drivers. They figured they'll try to understand what's unique about him. That they were told that if he prays, everything will be different. So they asked him, what do you do for a living? So he said, what do you mean? Everyone knows I drive my donkey and I give people rides on my donkey wherever they have to go, I take them. And if that's what you guys need, so I just have to tell you, I don't own the donkey. I'm using someone else's donkey and we have to ask him permission. So the rabbis are trying to figure out what's unique about this guy. They asked him, have you ever done anything exceptional that you could tell us? So he said, could be, back when I had a donkey. Oh, what a good donkey I had then. Then I had good parnasa. And one day, a woman came to me and hired the donkey to go to another city. We started traveling, and I'm leading the donkey, and I see the woman is upset. I see she's hunched over, and she's saddened, and she's very, very sad. I could tell she was crying. So I asked her, why are you so sad? And she said, my husband has been taken by the Romans. He couldn't pay the taxes. And the Romans put him in jail and they're not going to let him go if they don't get the money. And where am I going to find such money? I have to see what I can do because I have to try and get him out, my poor husband. And the truth is that the Romans are so cruel that I don't even know if he's going to come out alive. If I leave him there much longer, I don't know if I'll have a husband to come out. And I don't know what to do. Maybe now that you're taking me to the big city, there I'll find a solution. So the man says, you know, I felt for her. I felt bad for her. But how could I help her? I don't have that kind of money. So we continued going in silence. And then I said to myself, I know. I have a good, healthy donkey. I could get good money for her with this donkey. And when we got to the city, I said, wait here. maybe I'll be able to gather the money for you. And I went to one of my friends who in the past had asked me to buy the donkey off me, and I sold him the donkey. I came back to the woman and I gave her the money. And I told her, go, redeem your husband. And from that day onward, I don't have a donkey. He was all my wealth. He was the source of my livelihood. But I'm happy because I saved the guy from Roman captivity. And that was the end of his story. The rabbi sat back in awe and looked at the person. What a simple person. He wasn't proud. And yet, what a great action he had done. And Chazal, the rabbis asked him, you go and lead the services now. We want you to lead the services. And so it was. He led the services and then it rained. And he not only saved the woman, but because he was so pious, Chazal tell us, it was his prayer that changed the cards up in heaven. And thanks to his prayer, it did start raining and then he saved the whole city. This concept of Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming someone who's been taken into captivity, Chazal tells us that's the greatest mitzvah. We wouldn't sell a Sefer Torah for almost anything. But one of the things we would is to redeem someone from captivity. Chazal say there are many different types of deaths, and each death has its affliction. Chazal say being taken into captivity has the affliction of every type of death. Chazal say starvation is difficult because it's slow and it's painful. They say when a person's in captivity, he has that. Chazal go through each type of death, and Chazal tell us when a person's in captivity, he has the bitterness of every type of death, and it's ongoing day after day, and he doesn't know when it will end. So Chazal told us that there's a great mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, that if we can, we should do what we can to help a Jew get out of captivity. That's one of the mitzvahs to take precedence almost before any other mitzvah. We'll still encounter other stories where Chazal did everything they could to take other people out of captivity. So,